This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that's my point. How are you going to predict what the Astros are going to do this year? Oh, they're going to win 98 games. What? Maybe. You can't. You know, last year you could easily say, oh, they're easy 90, 95 wins, you know.
I can't wait to see Correa this year. I think Correa is going to enjoy this attention. I think we could see the breakout of the Sparkle Prince.
I think Bregman's going to enjoy this attention.
I don't know, man. I think he's going to be the guy that gets plunked a lot.
Well, sure. But he's just got that.
We'll see.
He doesn't, you know.
He's engaged now.
He's like the Honey Badger. Honey Badger don't care.
He's engaged now. Mm-hmm. Or, yes. I don't know if we're going to see the same Brego.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I don't know how the hell you think you're going to get this done, John, but the OG John Lopez.
I got it. I got this.
Thinks that he can repair the image and public approval rating of Texans head coach Bill O'Brien.
What?
I cannot wait to see this, hear this, watch this next. Man, I'm looking down at NRG where King Bill reigns, the GM, head coach of your Houston Texans, King Billy O, as I like to call him. And I'm looking right directly at a beautiful NRG.
It is.
Beautiful, beautiful place. Rodeo is about to get started. Shout out to all the people that go to the rodeo. Shout out to all the loopholes that getting through your week with us. We very much appreciate you. If you listen, you are a loophole. The crazy thing about this is you can just see the stench just coming off of the Astrodome. I'm serious, man.
I know, like, you can.
You're
I'm
laughing
looking.
Like you look
I'm
to
looking.
The left. Like, it almost looks like some, like a waterfall is flowing through it, but it's just the stench of the Astrodome. Just what are we doing, man? When are we going to get your girl on? We got to get your girl on, dude.
Lena.
Can you tell the people who you're talking about?
Lena Hidalgo. Yeah. Harris County Commissioner.
She's got to get rid of that, man.
She's got to get rid of that.
Got to.
She's got to have a plan anyway.
You can just see the stench.
Last dude was defending it to his last breath as kind of commissioner.
Didn't y'all go at it a couple times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have him on the show?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Well, I mean, I asked him the obvious question, and but don't get me started on this.
No, I want to. I want to.
The city of Houston, the county voters, voted to take it down, I think going on 3.5-4 years ago now. They voted. His spokesperson said, on the record, you can look it up, if we don't make this vote, I guess we'll have to tear it down. They didn't make the vote. And then they said, let's try again. It really wasn't. We weren't serious about it. His own freaking spokesperson said that. On the record, I believe, to the Chronicle and others. And then they backed away because it was like his little pet project.
Why?
I don't know. My memories are just dripping from, you know.
Didn't his mom teach him anything?
Yes. I mean, come on,
I
man.
Just remember my mom once a year, we would go in my room. It would suck because you'd have to spend a Saturday doing this. And it would take you a few hours, but you would do it. And we would kind of wish we wouldn't have done
like a full makeover, a full heavy,
you
heavy,
go through
a deep
the closet,
clean.
You go through the closet, you go through the clothes, and you get rid of the junk.
Yeah.
You get rid of the junk. Some of it is sentimental, but you get rid of the junk.
You don't forget the memories, do you?
No.
Yeah.
That's just it.
And so then he came on.
I didn't
ask. No, it's fine. He came on and we asked him about it, and he started kind of doing a political dance about, that vote was about something else. That's not what your spokesperson said. But then they turned it into a Texas historical monument for the sole purpose of making it more difficult to tear down. That's why they did that. I mean, I was invited to the meetings, and I went. And I was, I guess that just because they wanted me to stay informed, and they turned it into a Texas Texas landmark, so it makes it more difficult. It was just a political move, and so now it takes like an act of this big commission, to get it torn down. And it's just sucking money, and it's sucking the wind out of that whole park, and it stinks. Not stinks as in
no,
bad.
No, it smells.
It, like, smells awful.
People ask what the hell it is when they come here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Astrodome. Really?
Yeah. That's still up?
Really?
Yankee Stadium's not up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, Texas Stadium isn't up. Cowboys yeah. Stadium, you don't even know it's there.
Yeah.
Have you forgotten anything about it?
Yeah.
Probably not. By the way, how sexy are you feeling today?
Am I feeling
Quick
sexy?
Quick weight loss has you feeling pretty sexy, don't they?
Well, I'm always sexy.
I mean, you got the pullover without the undershirt. Like, you got the chest hair coming out. Like, you're just... I mean, like, I know quick weight loss is getting you snacks, and you're starting to feel yourself a little bit, but you're you got the pullover with the chest hair showing
out. I said
county
commissioner is county judge. That's my bad.
No undershirt? Like, you're feeling it today.
When have I ever worn an undershirt?
I don't know, man. You just feel like you're a little more cleavage there.
Dude, if I'm sexy, it's not my fault. It just happened.
I'm not asking you to apologize. I'm just saying I can tell you're feeling it.
I'm not feeling anything. I was in the middle of a discussion about the Astrodome. Calling me saying I'm feeling sexy. Now
Is that
I
an
am.
Insult? Okay.
Because
well,
you brought it up.
Now I feel a little bit weird.
And I always like to... Thank you. Thank you very much, John. And I always like to make this very clear because some people have said, John, do you have something against the Astrodome? No, I freaking love the Astrodome. The Astrodome is a big reason I'm sitting here right now. My first ever Major League Baseball game was in the Astrodome, Larry Durker pitching, 1973, maybe 72, somewhere in there. My first ever NFL football game was one of the greatest moments in Earl Campbell's history when he plowed through Isaiah Robertson of the Rams and buckled his chest. I was sitting in the end zone. I saw concerts.
I can't believe I got you started on this.
I saw
this
Selena.
Fault.
I saw Selena in the Astrodome. I mean, all my great
Selena.
None of those memories are going away.
Late at night when
I saw
all
motocross
the world
in there. I've seen concerts in there.
Is sleeping.
I saw the Rolling Stones in 1980. 80
I stay
in the Astrodome.
And think of you.
So it has nothing to do with me. I love the Astrodome.
And I still can't believe.
It's just, it's got to go. It's an embarrassment.
That you came up to me and said,
Texter says you were distracted by
you.
My sexiness.
Was that after the fact when Selena made that song?
What do you mean?
I'm dreaming.
I don't know.
Of you tonight. Is that like a Tupac remake, or did she actually make that when she was there?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's get back on task. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Figgy shaking his head saying, all right, I'm done. Helping Bill O'Brien repair his image. The OG John Lopez thinks that he can provide Bill O'Brien with some PR. Here is just a little snippet of Snappy King B.O.B.
Is he hurt? I don't have to release an injury report. Every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
Do you feel like going into...
I mean, I know we've been inconsistent, but we were 10-6. It wasn't very good today.
Right, I just said you've had some really strong wins.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
But I said that about inconsistency, and I was right, and I just think that... You know, we've had some, you know, some pretty good wins here, and we've won the division 2 years in a row, so 4 out of 5. So I think that's okay. We ran the ball for over 100 yards. I mean, it was a horrible game, but, like, you know, again, we had some issues with penalties, like has been pointed out 50 times between the last two press conferences, rightfully so. I mean, there were some things on offense that were pretty good. I'm not sure if you guys watched the film, but, look, I know it was a terrible game, but just throw that out there. It wasn't horseshit on offense.
Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy to repair his image in this city. Everyone's image can be repaired. Right, Landry? Everyone at least improved.
Maybe.
Everyone can improve their image.
Maybe.
I think everyone can.
All right. Well, help out.
Try.
Help out. Get right. Bill O'Brien. Repair Bill O'Brien's image, John.
I sure hope someone's listening because this thought occurred to me. Great basketball game a week ago tonight. At Atascocita High School. Number 3 in state, Summer Creek versus number 7 in state.
You know Ocho was there.
Atascocita High School. Oh, you know Ocho was there. Atascocita High School. Great, great basketball game. Two contenders. Probably, I don't know what the gym seats, probably 2,000, 2,500, and there wasn't a... They were turning people away at the door of the gym at Atascocita High School. And right before tip-off, in walks Deshaun Watson and Andre Johnson.
Okay.
Just to go watch a basketball, a high school basketball game.
Wow.
There were audible gasps in the crowd, like, oh, West, you could hear the murmur, that's Deshaun Watson, man. You could hear him. And then they sat there and they watched the game. They slapped a few fives,
Where is this going?
I'm telling you. You got to pay attention now. You got to stay with me.
I'm with you.
I know my sexiness is distracting you, but that's get used to it, buddy. All right, so.
Feeling it, man.
So over the course of the night, the grassroots public relations of just doing something simple like that for Andre Johnson and Deshaun Watson, that 2,500 people or 3,000 or whatever that were in that gym, they're going to tell 15, 20, 25 other people about how cool it was that these two dudes, these two icons of Houston, just walked into a gym to watch a great high school basketball game.
Okay.
That's PR. People always talk about what's the best advertising? Word of mouth. What's the best way to build, whatever movement that you're supporting? They talk about it boots on the ground, grassroots. Bill O'Brien needs to start doing more stuff like that. Get out.
So go to some high school basketball games and
football.
Bill O'Brien's all of a sudden going to be beloved?
No, but it's got to start somewhere. And I think more and more.
This is crazy.
No, it's not.
This is crazy.
Everybody can. I was talking to Cecil Shorts during the changeover here, and he's like, yeah, man, that's. That needs to happen.
Well,
because
Cecil says some silly stuff sometimes.
But I'm saying it's not going to be like he goes to one basketball game, all of a sudden his image is repaired. What I'm saying is this is how you do it. Grassroots, word of mouth. You don't think those 3,000 people or whatever are bragging about, like, man, they're telling all their friends.
They might be, but Deshaun Watson and Andre Johnson were loved here before that.
I understand.
So I don't think Bill O'Brien's all of a sudden going to go to a high school basketball game. It's going to be like, you know what?
But I'm not
saying. Despite the fact he has these clear flaws as a coach, despite the fact he's a little bit combative, despite the fact John McClain calls him the hardest coach he's ever worked with and talks about his temper, he did go watch the KDISD championship.
I think you're oversimplifying this. I think you're.
Me?
Yeah, you're
I'm
really.
I'm oversimplifying it.
Yes, you, the non-sexy one. You're oversimplifying this. Big time. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, Bill O'Brien, go to one basketball game, boom, problem solved. I'm saying, Bill O'Brien, get out in the community on unscheduled, unpaid, good feel, feel good environment. Go to some games, go to some more charities, play in more golf tournaments.
No.
Go to a school and donate.
No.
Take kids shopping for Christmas like Andre Johnson.
You want Bill O'Brien to repair his image?
No, I'm saying.
He doesn't need to do more. He needs to do less.
No. If he does less.
Give away the play calling duties.
Well, okay.
There you go. There's your image right there.
That's a different topic.
He needs to do less. Bill O'Brien doesn't need to do more. If he wants to repair his image, he needs to do less.
People need to see him and get a different side of him. I'm sure you have this because you're the best at what you do. What is the highlight, public relations wise, that people were talking about for weeks? What is the highlight, public relations wise, of Bill O'Brien's entire 6+ years here?
Are you talking about in Green Bay when he was talking to the special needs kid?
My Jack. He showed a vulnerable, real side to himself.
But this is the thing. This is what I think we got to make clear. And this is something that I think you say I'm oversimplifying it. I want to make something clear. And I think this needs to be made clear. Yes, Bill O'Brien is combative. Yes, Bill O'Brien has a temper. Yes, Bill O'Brien's unlikable. But the root of why Bill O'Brien is unpopular here is because of his flaws as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
He is a flawed head coach. That's why Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis, he's one of the nicest human beings you've ever met. You've never heard a person say a bad word about Chuck Pagano, but he was still disliked to a certain point in Indianapolis as well. I'm not saying that it might make him a little bit more likable personality-wise, but the root of why Bill O'Brien is unlikable is because of his shortcomings as a coach.
You're not wrong,
but the combative stuff is icing.
You're not wrong, but Gary Kubiak was a really good dude, and he hanged around a lot longer when his shortcomings, or at least his failures as a head coach, probably would have gotten him fired earlier. Guys like...
he was better than Bill O'Brien.
How about Marvin Lewis? Marvin Lewis hanged around and hanged around and hanged around far too long. But you know why? He's a good dude and he's good in the community, he's good to media. I'm not saying Bill O'Brien is even... A texter brings this up. You know, great point, John, but is Bill O'Brien capable of that? He might not be. He might just be a jerk. You know, he just might be a guy that people don't like. What I'm saying is if he wants to repair his image, if he's sitting over there, if it bothers him at all, you know, why people are so anti-Bill O'Brien in this city, he needs to get out there and just show a real side.
I think he needs to give up play calling and that's it. And
no, that's going to help.
That's it. That's what I think he needs to do.
But that's not going to help post game when they have a loss and he starts getting snippy with everybody. He needs to show people. Somebody texted this. I had a whole different look of Alex Bregman when I saw a video of him leaving a $500 tip at a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, when a girl got her car.
Yeah, stuff like that. Another guy says, my son attends Summer Creek, and he got video of those guys walking into the gym. The kids at the high school are still in awe.
I don't doubt that.
That stuff
But the guys
matters.
Were already loved. Those guys were already loved.
Grassroots.
Those guys were already loved, though.
Word of mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but it can help. It will help.
I don't think at this point you're going to be able to do that. You're 6 years in. You got to just go out there. You got to win. To me,
let me ask you this.
The combativeness for Bill O'Brien, it's more frustrating for fans because he comes across as delusional. He comes across as very delusional.
He does.
He comes across as delusional.
You have that audio?
And he comes off as a little bit simplistic when he does that type of stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let's say he goes over, he makes it a goal over the next 365 days to go to some high school games, go to some football games. Hear me out. No, don't dispel it. Because let me just ask you. I have a question. I have a question for you. Let's say he walks for 2 hours through the rodeo cook-off in a couple of weeks. Just hangs out, meets people.
No.
Look, let me finish. All right. So he goes to some games, sits with Jeff Van Gundy at a baseball game. Hangs out at the rodeo, walks from tent
don't
to tent.
Don't make Van Gundy do that.
Wait a minute.
Why are you ruining Jeff? Why are you making Jeff
finish.
Van Gundy
not,
do that?
You're not allowing me to finish.
Why are you making Van Gundy do that?
You're not allowing me to finish.
He just wants to chill with himself.
Does the rodeo. Maybe he goes to some charity events and just shoots the bull with people. He goes to some, let's say he runs a 10K in his neighborhood, okay. You know, and just goes to hang out with people. Let me ask you, this is where I'm going with it, all right?
Okay.
Does that help Bill O'Brien? Does it hurt Bill O'Brien? Or does it not matter at all? Those are your three options. If he does all that for a year, does it help Bill O'Brien's image? Does it hurt Bill O'Brien's image? Or does it not matter at all?
I think it doesn't matter at all.
You're crazy.
Let me explain why. I get what you're saying. I'm not sitting here saying that you're like that I think that your line of thinking isn't flawed. The bottom line is Deshaun Watson, Andre Johnson, they were loved before they step foot in a high school basketball game. Also, I think if you would have told him this maybe 6 years ago when he first came here, yes, absolutely, I think so. But there's a six-year body of work of what he is.
Mm-hmm.
6 years in, you can improve as a coach, but as far as what you're talking about the personality, he's shown you what he is. So if started doing this stuff, I don't think people would take it serious.
No, I say this.
What he's got to do is win, John. What he's got to do
course,
is win. The combative stuff, the reason that the combative stuff bugs people isn't because people want a all shucks type of guy.
Right.
He comes across as delusional when he does that. Like all the numbers don't lie. We'll get into some numbers at 11:20.
I think it will work. I also believe, as the texter said, he may not be capable of doing that, or he may not give a flip. All I'm saying is if he really is sitting there going, man, why do they hate me? He can help his image.
Here's the problem, and this is it's not really a problem. I think this kind of adds to both of our arguments actually.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like almost like a third voice. I think the dislike for Bill O'Brien has more to do with performance. I think that the combativeness is icing on the cake. You think that he should at least take away the icing. So I get that. Mm-hmm. So take away the icing on the cake for the combativeness.
Show a real side, man.
My problem here is the problem with Bill O'Brien that kind of goes on your side,
mm-hmm,
is that he can act like he ignores the outside noise and all that
he
type
doesn't.
Of stuff. He comes across as somebody who does care what
nobody,
people think.
Nobody remember. Nobody doesn't pay attention.
Nobody yells, you suck too, mother effer, to just a basic heckler
yeah.
that doesn't care. And nobody, you know, yells at media types as much as he does if you don't care. So who knows, man? Maybe Bill O'Brien should just go to the next where's the next KDISD basketball game? Get your ass out there, Bill, and you'll be on the right path towards being approved in H-Town. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Should Deshaun Watson hold out if he doesn't get a contract this offseason? There's strong, strong evidence that leans toward yes. We'll provide it for you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.